Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, though not such a great day for the leadership of the country in terms of the Biden administration. Nobody knows. Do they have a deal or do they not? Do they have the support of Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin or do they not? Do they even have the support of Pramila Jayapal and the Progressive Caucus? Do they have the support of the American people? I'll tell you one thing that the American people do not support, and it is so clear and it is so obvious. People are genuinely upset with this education issue. And if you doubt that, and you doubt that people actually are concerned about this, try asking your friends. I mean, it is touching everywhere in the country. It's not just a few left-leaning enclaves like Seattle or Portland. Portland is in a crisis of dire proportions, and the business community is speaking out and blaming, rightly, the Democratic Party, which actually dominates the state of Oregon, and particularly the city of Portland. We will get to that. But in terms of this issue, with Thanksgiving coming up, okay, we've got Halloween first, and then less than a month after Halloween, we have Thanksgiving. And we're going to come up again to this nonsense that there's a posting that somebody did that basically we shouldn't be celebrating Thanksgiving because the original Thanksgiving was a celebration of a Native massacre. A massacre of Native Americans, of Wampanoag Indians. Has Snopes reviewed that for accuracy? False. And it should be, of course, pants on fire because it's been repeated so endlessly. But here is what I believe is at the very core of why this issue touches so deeply, why it will be the big issue in Virginia that I think could and should certainly bring a Republican victory, and why it's a big issue everywhere around the country, why it's a big issue in Seattle, for goodness sake, everywhere, is because this stuff about running down our country, about basically teaching our children that, hey, you're going to be classified as one of two things, and either one is going to make you feel terrible. You're either a product of victimizers, or you're the product of victims. Either way, the history of America is a history of exploitation and cruelty and criminality and white supremacy. And either you are on the side of the bad guys, your ancestors, or you were victimized. And teaching children either one, teaching children to apologize. I mean, look, and we're not now talking, I'm sorry, it is not comparable to Nazi war criminals. It is not comparable to mass murderers. It is not comparable to people who deserve to and did go to jail. Does that mean that all of our ancestors are perfect? No. But your ancestors and mine and those of most people who live in this blessed country had love for the country, tried very hard to provide a better life for their children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, which to an astonishing extent they've done. Anybody want to go back to the way your family was living, say, three generations ago? Wherever they happen to be living. The fact that America has given so many gifts to its own citizens and to the rest of the world, which is not recognized now, is a terrible thing. And the terrible thing about it is when you hear all of this determination to dump Columbus Day, which they now effectively have done, to try to remove statues of Thomas Jefferson and Theodore Roosevelt, for God's sake, two of our Rushmore presidents. They've had statues removed from New York City. Who decided it? And that's the basic point. Honestly, it is not, and no poll shows that it is. A majority of Americans who like this cleansing of our national past by basically trashing our founders and the people who sustained and built this country, who deserve our thanks, not our contempt. By the way, did you get a message from the most successful Broadway musical ever, which was a pretty darn sympathetic view of Alexander Hamilton and his pals? And no, some of them weren't his pals. Some of them were, well, as Darren Burr says in the musical, and I'm the poor jerk who killed him. And yes, that happened too. But the point being that Americans do not hate their own country. And this is why this whole broad issue, and it's not specifically just about critical race theory. I think it's hilarious the way that the Democrats are handling this. This is the education secretary, Miguel Cardona, it's clip 5, who basically tells a flat-out lie regarding K-12 schools and critical race theory. Listen.
Is critical race theory, as it's being bandied about right now, taught in K through 12?
No. Say that again, please, one more time.
It's not.
It's not. Critical race theory is not taught K through 12. Let me say it. I can say it in Spanish, too, if you need it.
Where is it taught? Is it taught anywhere? At any age?
I think law school.
Law school. Yeah, thank you for clearing that.
Okay, this is ridiculous. I just read you the piece from Washington Examiner of all the elements of critical race theory. As people understand it, now you may say that critical race theory, with its talk of white privilege and essentialism, it's the theme is very clear, and that's what people object to. They don't object to the technicalities. They object to the idea that everyone who is white who lives in America should feel guilty, that everyone should recognize that there is an unequal level of goodness and decency in different people according to race, because that is the essence of racism. And most Americans, black and white, black people do not want, by and large, as Jason Riley makes clear in a powerful, powerful piece, do not want to teach their children that you're helpless, you're always a victim. And it's actually these diabolical white devils, as Louis Farrakhan used to call them, who are victimizing you and making you helpless. The piece by Jason Riley in the Journal says Republicans could take Democrats to school. And he says that what's going on here is he writes about Condoleezza Rice. He says, during a recent appearance on The View, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice weighed in on the national debate over teaching racial propaganda to school children. In the process, she made a broader point about the mindset of previous generations of black people when it came to dealing with racial adversity. My parents never thought I was going to grow up in a world without prejudice, said Ms. Rice, a product of segregated Birmingham, Alabama. But they also told me that's somebody else's problem, not yours. You're going to overcome it, and you are going to be anything you want to be. Ms. Rice has said that blaming whites today for post-racism strikes her as unproductive. Quote, you don't have to help black kids for making white kids feel guilty for being white. You don't help black kids by making white kids feel guilty by being white. And he goes on, because the whole purpose of education is to make our kids more productive, more useful, and yes, maybe more grateful and competent citizens, not to portray them or convince them that they are helpless victims, totally dependent on another racial group. We will get to a strong speaking out that you don't expect from an athlete. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved Show, just reminding you of your opportunity to enrich your Halloween season, your Thanksgiving season, and then, of course, the Christmas and Hanukkah and the New Year. It can all last for more than a year. That's right, when you become a MedHead Plus member. And what an opportunity to actually help clarify some of the stupid lies that have been told, which are slanders against our country. So what I wrote my book about, my New York Times best-selling book, The 10 Big Lies About America. That's probably more like 100 now if one were to cover them all, but we do get to many of them at the Medved History Store. And you have free access to any of the close to 100 downloads that you can get about controversial topics in American history with clarity and background and sources and details. And it's available to you at the cost of 22 cents a day. Yeah, for 22 cents a day, you can, if you're going on a trip at some point and you want to download these Medved history programs when you're traveling, or if you have some time off with holidays coming up, you want to enrich your Thanksgiving, make it more meaningful, read about and learn about through our downloads, listen to the real story of Thanksgiving. And all of that is available free if you become a Medhead Plus member. That means that you pay 11 cents a day, and no, you don't have to pay on a daily basis. It comes to about $79.99 a year. For a year. And join us with this opportunity. It's something you won't regret, and it's something that also makes a terrific gift in a season of gift-giving coming up. Contact us at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com and join us as a Medhead Plus member. I was talking about somebody who has made history in a way, and he's made history as a fairly remarkable guy. And he's a basketball star. His name is Enes Kanter. And the more I read about him, the more impressed I am. He plays now for the Boston Celtics. He played for the Portland Trailblazers when Portland still existed. No, the Trailblazers still exist, I know. He was the third overall NBA draft pick in 2011. And right now, he is just speaking out, as he does, about the evil and cruelty in China. He's a devout Muslim. He's one of those guys who who fasts during Ramadan, which is kind of tough when you're 6'10 and 300 pounds close to, and playing basketball. But he's done that because he's a person of faith. And he is not willing to be one of those athletes who is proud to do business with China, given China's participation in genocide. Listen to clip 16A.
Dear Nike, your company says that you are making a positive impact in our communities. And that is true. Yes, you are. Here in the United States, Nike stands with the Black Lives Matter. Nike stands with Stop Asian Hate. Nike stands with the Latino community. And Nike stands with the LGBTQ community. And Nike remains vocal about injustice here in America. But when it comes to China, Nike remains silent. You do not address police brutality in China. You do not speak about discrimination against the LGBTQ community. You do not say a word about the oppression of minorities in China. You are scared to speak up. Who makes your shoes in China? Do you even know? There are so many forced labor factories in China. For instance, Uyghur forced labor in modern day slavery. And it is happening right now in China.
Okay, he's Turkish originally, but he was born in Switzerland because his father was studying medicine in Zurich. And his father is a professor of medicine back in Turkey. But one of the things about Enes Kanter, not only is his prodigious charity in the United States, and he's scheduled to become a U.S. citizen. He may have done it already. He was scheduled originally to get his citizenship in June. But the thing about Kanter is actually standing up and challenging Nike. He also is somebody who runs free basketball camps and has been for deserving kids and gives generously to charities here in the United States, his adopted homeland. And he proposes a trip to China that he's willing to lead. This is clip 16B.
Like he likes to say, just do it. Well, what are you doing about the slave labor that makes your shoes? That slave labor that makes you rich? To the owner of Nike, Phil Knight, I have a message for you. How about I book a plane tickets for us? Let's fly to China together. We can try to visit these slave labor camps, and you can see it with your own eyes. LeBron James and Michael Jordan, you guys are welcome to come too. Nike must be a participant in this. Stop with hypocrisy. Stop the modern day slavery now.
Okay, pretty courageous and clear. Yeah, I think so. By the way, he's also part of the Gulen movement in Turkey, which is the pro-Western, not so sympathetic to Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the would-be dictator of Turkey. They have elections coming up there. He's very popular in his homeland, and he should be popular here. Congratulations to Enes Kanter in more clarity than we have from many of our political leaders. Now, one of our would-be political leaders is another professional athlete who now is going to be the subject of a new Netflix docu-series. Are you ready for it? About Colin Kaepernick. And it's going to be all about his support for Black Lives Matter and his wokeness and his incredible courage about sitting down and kneeling because of the national anthem and because of his troubles with America, a country that's been awfully good to him. And he also has his own connections with Nike. So what is clearly misleading about this docuseries, and it's actually highlighted in the words we're going to share with you, and they're words that are in part from Ava DuVernay, who's a very gifted filmmaker. She's sort of best known still for her really well-done film, an outstanding film, Selma. But she's going to be creating this new hagiographic, making him into a saint, version of Colin Kaepernick. What's different about what you saw from Enes Kanter and what we're supposed to admire so greatly about Colin Kaepernick? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is promoting the framework deal on President Biden's social spending bill. The California Democrat opening a briefing and saying it represents President Biden's big vision for America. The $1.75 trillion measure would expand government while aggressively working to combat climate change. This as House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the Democrats' Build Back Better framework was thrown together at the last minute.
When the White House rushes out a framework hours before the president comes to the Hill, you know, they are desperate and just grasping for straws. This is no longer a Congress where the best ideas compete. They're now competing for a vote based upon when Air Force One lands in Rome.
The cost of the initial bill proposed was $3.75 trillion. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And on the Michael Medved Show, you can sign up now for our talk at the Reagan Library, because it's going to be about so many issues in the news concerning the way we teach history and mislead American kids about our history. Talking about why what America needs is not guilt, but gratitude. And why gratitude is the key factor that we need to provide and encourage in our kids. At the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, free, free, free. You can come in, listen to the live broadcast of the radio show during the day, noon to 3 o'clock, California time. And then afterward, we'll have some conversation and then a formal presentation in early evening. You need to sign up, but it is free and a great opportunity to see this great national resource of the Reagan Library. This is November 9th, a Tuesday, and coming right up. And I hope you will join us as part of a wonderful program. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for our trip to the Reagan Library on November 9th. Okay, there is this other event that is coming up, which is going to be a gigantic event for Netflix, about Colin Kaepernick. And you may remember him. He's made a great deal of money from Nike. And part of what they do in this CNN special that they're going to be featuring, that's directed by Ava DuVernay, and CNN's John Berman begins the segment by saying that Kaepernick is a hero to many, but that he was benched at the height of his career. Any football fans out there who believe that Kaepernick was benched at the height of his career? At the time that he was benched, he was a third-string quarterback in preseason when he began this demonization of police officers and the practice of kneeling during the national anthem. He was, if not a loser, and nobody who's playing in the NFL on that level is a loser, of course not. But the idea that he was the peak of his career? Are you kidding? Listen, this is clip 3A.
Colin Kaepernick is a hero to many, but painted as a villain by others. His decision to kneel during the national anthem to protest police brutality sparked a movement and also got him locked out of the NFL at the height of his career. Now, the former San Francisco 49ers quarterback is reclaiming his narrative with the limited series Colin in Black and White. It premieres on Netflix on October 29th, and here's a preview.
Let me share a story with you that's not told enough. While I was in high school, I still had a lot to learn about the way the world works. But you know what? I wouldn't trade those moments for anything.
Powerful.
Powerful. He, of course, is, as the whole world knows, identifies as a black African-American. He was adopted by a white family. And there's... What that's part of what he's talking about, learning and learning during his moments of suffering. And Ava DuVernay, the filmmaker, talks about the production of this new docuseries. This is clip B.
This looks so interesting.
Yeah, he was interested in telling his story, but beginning at the beginning. So you start with his early life, his teenage years. And I was really fascinated by it because it allows us to kind of get a glimpse at the foundation, right? Like, how did this young man, who is a biracial kid adopted into a white family, grew up in a predominantly white town, go on to be a singular American figure as it relates to protests around race and police brutality? So it's a fascinating story, but we began at the beginning. You know, he was in a privileged environment growing up as the adopted biracial son of white parents. So as he grew out of kind of the cute toddler phase and elementary school phase, the challenges and struggles with race became more clear, became more defined, and all of them were kind of ill-equipped to deal with it.
You think you're an insider until you realize.
That's exactly what it was, yeah.
Okay.
Powerful.
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 We need that comment just in the background there whenever I make a point. I really appreciate the support of John Berman on
powerful.
That. This goes directly to this wonderful column by Jason Riley. Again, biracial kid, adopted by a white family, apparently got along very well with his family. And the idea that Colin Kaepernick, because his skin is a little bit darker than mine, has suffered his whole life. I haven't lived his life. I don't know the details of his story. And frankly, anyone who is playing for the NFL and is getting so many millions of dollars for promotional funds for selling sneakers, the idea of treating yourself as a basically as a victim your whole life is just incredibly sad and incredibly destructive. And Jason Riley writes, the contrast with the current woke approach to racial inequality is stark. In that earlier era, there was an expectation among blacks that advancement would take place despite racial barriers, that discrimination was not an excuse for not trying. The generation that produced such civil rights luminaries as Thurgood Marshall and Martin Luther King Jr. understood that whites had a role to play in changing a fundamentally racist system. Yet they also understood that blacks had a role to play, and they were willing to hold black people accountable for their behavior. Many of today's black leaders and activist scholars, by comparison, ask almost nothing of black people themselves. Instead, Their focus is on the attitudes and behavior of whites, with blacks treated as helpless victims who are incapable of upward mobility until racism has been eliminated from society. The concept of personal responsibility, once considered a prerequisite for social advancement among black elites, is now almost taboo. The introduction of progressive dogma into K-12 curricula has understandably produced a backlash among parents nationwide. Elements of the New York Times 1619 Project, which points out that America is a uniquely evil country due to its slave past, have been adapted by thousands of school districts. Students and teachers are becoming segregated by race and ethnicity, and then shown slide presentations that describe objectivity, individualism, and the written word as characteristics of white supremacy. To the extent that Colin Kaepernick celebrates that and advances that agenda, an agenda pointed out so well by outstanding black conservative Jason Riley, that's a very important message for the country. Then we have this important message by Seattle's very own Pramila Jayapal, speaking out this afternoon about President Biden's confidence. Confidence about what? We will get to that coming up on the Michael Medved Show. We will also talk about a claim of another sort of victimhood. A victimhood who believes he has suffered job discrimination simply because he has chosen not to get a vaccine. Is that a legitimate and coming wave of court cases? Don't get too excited. This one is in Canada. But we'll talk about it coming up on the Medved Show.
Powerful.
Michael Medved.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, there's a lot of talk about billionaires these days because of the Democratic desire to tax them. It turns out public opinion shows Americans kind of like their billionaires. We'll deal with that tomorrow. But first off, today's billionaire update, Mark Zuckerberg, I guess not content with the success and influence and power of Facebook. Well, he wants to try something brand new. He is renaming his company. It will now be called Meta, M-E-T-A. And here is Mr. Zuckerberg himself making the inspiring announcement of what lies ahead. This is clip 10.
To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people. But now we have a new North Star to help bring the metaverse to life.
To help bring the metaverse to life. Wait till you hear what it is. I mean, this is almost like self-parody. This is like a movie. Well, it's like the Facebook movie that Jesse Eisenberg was so good in. There's more here from Mr. Zuckerberg again, Mr. Meta.
Let's start by exploring what different kinds of metaverse experiences could feel like, starting with the most important experience of all, connecting with people. Imagine you put on your glasses or headset and you're instantly in your home space. It has parts of your physical home recreated virtually, it has things that are only possible virtually, and it has an incredibly inspiring view of whatever you find most beautiful.
Hey, are you coming?
Yeah, just gotta find something to wear. All right, perfect.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
What's up, Mark?
Whoa, we're floating in space?
You don't think there's any chance that people try to use this for pornographic purposes, do you? I mean, basically the whole idea is that they're going to make virtual reality experiences available, regulated by Facebook. I mean, this way maybe you could choose your whole alternate Washington. Is it intriguing? I guess it's intriguing. Is it really what America needs right now? I wouldn't be at all sure. There is another story from another part of the metaverse that isn't going so well, which is KOIN News in Portland. This is clip four. Reports that business owners went to the Democratic leadership of the town, not at all happy about what's going on, been going on in the Rose City. Listen.
These business owners say they no longer feel safe as the number of violent crimes rises.
Yeah, our Liz Birch watched that city council meeting. She's live now. Liz, what are some of their complaints?
Well, Jeff, they had a long list, but it really boils down to this. They say it's just too dangerous for their employees to be working in Portland right now. They say they're threatened, even assaulted regularly.
Our employees are scared.
Today, local businesses brought up homeless tent fires, increased violence, burglaries, open drug use, and constant vandalism in Portland.
Truly unbelievable scenes right outside our buildings, ranging from individuals walking down the street with machetes to being directly harassed by individuals who are in an altered state.
A concern other business owners echoed.
I moved back to Portland specifically to start Salt and Straw. My team members have been held up and assaulted multiple times. Their cars have been broken into and vandalized.
By the way, they could use this as a campaign ad in the forthcoming race for mayor of Seattle, because this is on the ballot. People who decide they want to vote for Lorena Gonzalez, who wants to stop any homeless cleanup to basically invest more and more and more and bring more. And maybe that she could help Portland by bringing more homeless people to our city. I do hope everybody will bother to vote. And I know they're both Democrats, but they're a very different kind of Democrats. Vote for Bruce Harrell. That's my own recommendation. And then there's also this, a piece from Vancouver, also in the Northwest. And a couple of months ago, writes Bob Kronbauer, my family decided to sell our home. So we started looking around for a realtor to make it happen for us. Not 2 days later, a flyer arrived in our mailbox telling us about an agent who had just helped sell a house for a neighbor three doors down. The flyer said the home, which had an almost identical assessment as ours, sold for more than the asking price, and that if we were looking to sell, we should give him a call. So I called the guy whose smiling face sat next to the word sold over asking. We'll call him Chad. Chad seemed friendly enough and knowledgeable about that initial call, and seeing as he knew the neighborhood and had already sold a house near ours, I figured, okay, we'll meet up and see if he was a fit for us. We planned to move out first and then list our house, so I told him I'd email him when we were ready to vacate it. As we were finishing up on our move, Chad sent an email asking if we could meet up to discuss him selling our home. I responded by asking him if he was double vaccinated. And he responded with, I am not double vaccinated yet. He went on to say that if you feel more comfortable, I can wear a mask and then we can meet somewhere and we can do the signing to bring him on as our realtor through electronic signatures. His use of the word yet regarding double vaccinated might lead someone else to believe that he was single dosed. But seeing as I'm a skeptical journalist who asks a lot of questions, my BS detector started ringing. So I asked him if he had chosen to get vaccinated at all. He told me, yes, he had decided not to. It was at that point that I decided I didn't want to give tens of thousands of dollars to the person who isn't helping us collectively to get out of this mess, and that is a global pandemic. Yet either you're in or you're out at this point, and if you're out, I'm not going to hire you to make easy money off any of my investments. And then he said, I very politely let Chad know that we would be finding another realtor to work with and thanked him for his time. His written response was that the decision was discriminatory and that after my eyeballs went back into their sockets, I let him know that if he truly felt like he was being discriminated against, I'd strongly recommend he file a complaint with the BC Human Rights Tribunal. I sent him the link where he could do that online. I haven't heard back from him. I'm still waiting to see the human rights complaint that claims that not hiring a contractor because they're a selfish weasel who tells half-truths to prospective clients is discriminatory. No response yet. But this response to a film about heroic home schoolers. It's part of a series that's been very successful in Hollywood. God's Not Dead. We the People is the name of this film. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The government has been taken over by a ruthless cabal of anti-religious radicals in the earnest, impassioned message movie, God's Not Dead, We the People, now playing in theaters and streaming on PureFlix.
Your God, your book, they're in the way.
This is bigger than just homeschooling. I think we should fight this.
And of course they do, as an intrepid group of sympathetic and occasionally believable characters take the defense of their Christian homeschool co-op all the way to Congress. Unfortunately, the visions they encounter there are more cartoons than characters. As a longtime supporter of the homeschooling movement, it's easy to sympathize with the ideas behind this movie, and you can admire its earnestness without feeling any real inspiration. And by most accounts, homeschooling has flourished during the pandemic and hardly faces the risk of extermination. Rated PG for ideas that will go over the heads of most children. 2 stars for the latest in the God's Not Dead series, which gets more directly political than any of its predecessors.
This review brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And on the Michael Medved show, one of the questions we'll take up tomorrow is, can a new mayor actually do something to fix Seattle's downtown? Remote work, safety concerns, clashes with the city council have emptied out Seattle's offices. The upcoming election determines what happens next. We'll talk about it tomorrow, Friday, on the MedVed Show, the Friday before the election. And Americans do like billionaires more than Democrats seem to with their support of a billionaire's tax. And the questions about Thanksgiving. Of course, there are the normal attacks coming up, but are they based in any sense at all on truth? One of the things that Thanksgiving should honor is the truth about how grateful we should be and must be for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.